Good morning and welcome once again to Legends Community Focus right here on Legends 100.3. Happy Sunday to you. And as always, we are here to talk about, well, pretty much anything that is of interest to you. And we talk about fitness. We really do. Health is such an important thing in this area. And there's an organization that focuses a great deal on health, but their focus during the next little while is specifically on mental fitness, which is so important and so often missed. And over the past year, wow, there have certainly been challenges to mental fitness as a community. However, lately, some of the focus on self-care has really been coming back up, and that's incredibly important. And that's why I'm so happy for the organization that we're going to be speaking with today, and also their mental fitness initiative. It could not be more timely. And in the studio, I've got two guests with me, one of whom is an old friend, the other is a new friend, and I'm very happy to have them with me. Healthier Jupiter, an organization that you've heard about here on Community Focus before. I want to welcome Joanna Peluso, who is the project director for Healthier Jupiter, to the program. Good morning, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks so much for having us. We're super excited to talk about it today.
I'm very happy to have you here. And my friend Kristen Barden, who is the event director for the Center for Family Services of Palm Beach County and also on the committee for this mental fitness campaign. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Mike. It's nice to be here again, and I'm super excited to be on the committee and helping them do their great work. So
it is great work, too, and it's just great to have you both. So, Joanna, let's talk a little bit, first off, about Healthier Jupiter in general.
Sure.
What is it all about?
Yeah, so Healthier Jupiter, in partnership with Jupiter Medical Center, is dedicated to bringing the greater Jupiter community together to encourage each person in our community to live their healthiest lives. And how we do that is by working collaboratively, both with community members themselves as well as community partners, to really promote and ensure opportunities for healthy living. We really do focus on healthy eating and active living. And really, this past year and these past several years have made us realize we really need to be incorporating mental health into that as well, because we know healthy eating and active living are so related to mental health and vice versa. So we're really excited that we came together as just with some amazing community leaders to really get this mental health campaign up and running and just help encourage more people in our community to live healthy lives for what that means for them.
And I want to give a website, and that website is Healthier Jupiter, just like it sounds, healthierjupiter.org, healthierjupiter.org. And you can learn more about the specific campaign by visiting healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. Now, this is so timely, Joanna, because looking at the last year, I mean, people were on lockdown. There was a lot of fear, and people were kind of buying whatever they could at the store because items were disappearing rapidly. I can't imagine there was a whole lot of healthy eating going on. People were often very afraid to even leave their homes for a long time. And the effect that that had on physical fitness had to be, I mean, look, everybody talked about their COVID weight, right? The effect it had on physical fitness, and then the mental stresses, people that were not used to being in their homes all the time or closer than ever with their children and their spouses without a break. The effects of the past year have been pretty profound on people's health overall. Is that something that you have seen in Healthier Jupiter? What have been some of the effects you've run across?
Yeah, I think one thing that has been really amazing is we do, again, a lot of work with our community partners. And mm-hmm. what has been coming up from all the community partners and the community members that we are listening to is exactly that, right? It's we have so many things bombarding us right now with everything that's going on, mm-hmm. everything that went on is going on with COVID. So, there was some positives. I will say I did see a lot of people focus on their fitness at the beginning of the pandemic, which has been really great.
Right.
But, you know, that might not necessarily have translated to our healthy eating or our mental health practices and our self-care. So what we did really realize is it is the perfect timing. More community members are realizing, you know, mental health is an important thing to pay attention to
really
for themselves and their communities. So we really thought it was just the perfect time to continue to talk about it with our community.
It really is. I mean, and let's talk a bit about the initiative itself. Mental Fitness Week, I mean, it's coming up. We're in May here, and it kicks off on May 15th, I believe. Let's talk a little bit about Mental Fitness Week. What is it? What's the mission? How did it come together? And what can we look forward to?
Okay, well, I first want to say that Mental Health Awareness Month is the month of May. So that was really the driving force in bringing the awareness and doing something in the community to bring that awareness and that call to action. By getting everyone together, the mental fitness really just looks different for all of us. Mm-hmm. And we were asking our community and to partner in a week of themed mental fitness from May 15th to May 21st and share photos of what they do for their mental fitness.
Love it.
So, you know, the more photos you share, the more chances you have to win. And we've been partnering with a lot of the local businesses in the area, and they've been, you know, giving us some prizes and things. So it's really been a group effort, not only from the committee and our affiliates, but also the community and hopefully the public as a whole.
The whole concept is so great because we need this kind of thing so desperately, individually and as a community. I remember when COVID was first hitting, everything was locking down. Man, I'm not used to, I mean, I was working, I was at the station, but I'm not used to not having events to do.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing a driveway concert, which was just tremendous fun out there, me just screwing around there. But honestly, it was such a release, and people in the community were stopping and hanging out in my driveway and everything, and it felt really good to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's the kind of thing. If you're doing that kind of thing, taking a picture of it, would that be the sort of thing that we're talking about here?
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have a few. Every day has a different theme.
Right.
So, you know, self-care Saturday, how do you take care of yourself? Soulful
okay.
Sunday, you know, how do you boost your soul? Mindful Monday, you know, how do you stay present in the moment? So each day has a different theme. And for those days, you would post a picture that would go along with that theme.
I love that concept.
Yeah. It's
because each one of these is so necessary. And not just necessary in trying times. I mean, this is something that people can live by every day.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that can create healthier habits in general. We all need to boost our souls, right? We all need to stay healthy. Spending time outdoors, I mean, that's Fresh Air Friday. That's the kind of thing we need to be doing every day.
Yeah.
I love how targeted this is.
And just like we're doing today, Tuesday is Talking Tuesday. So really, who do you talk to when you're having a mental health concern or really just need somebody to, you know, chat with and have fun with, laugh with, cry with if that's what you need.
No, that's necessary.
Right?
Sorry,
and so yeah. Tuesday, like we're doing, who are you talking to? I think one thing that's been really amazing with this campaign and doing this work collaboratively is, you know, we are trying to balance fun, right? Because this can be a very serious topic. We are totally aware of that and balancing the fun with also this raising awareness of how important this is and how we do have a community to support. So I'm so excited to see all these photos come through and just realize like, oh, I know that person. Oh, I know that person.
Right.
And really recognize that this is a community working together to raise mental health awareness in the community.
I'm just, again, looking at this, and you mentioned the fun aspect of it. And to me, that's a big part of all this. It can be a very heavy-handed conversation, obviously. But, I mean, really, enjoying life and finding little things and big things
exactly.
to enjoy is a key ingredient in mental health. It's about shifting focus, I think. And each of these targeted days allows someone to focus on one particular aspect, find the joy in that. And those little building blocks are the ones that create a much stronger mental fitness picture then.
Totally.
Let's talk a bit about the individual days again, just because I think it's such a cool thing where each day focuses on a different facet of mental fitness. And then we'll talk again about how people can take part in this, because I love how participatory this is.
Like we said, Saturday is going to kick off the first day. And so we really are bringing self-care at the focus mm-hmm. on May 15th. So that's a Saturday, right? So how do you take care of yourself? What does that look like? Does it mean just sitting, reading a book? Does it mean going to the beach? Soulful Sunday, you know, and that is meant to be very broad. Like, mm-hmm. how do you nourish and boost your soul? Is it going to church? Is it spending time with family? Is it being in nature? Like I said, going to the beach. Mindful Monday. I think that one's a lot more people have been practicing mindfulness,
yes.
but it's still a relatively new concept for a lot of people to unpack. And like I said, Talking Tuesday, that one's going to be a fun one. So who are you talking to? And we did say if it is a pet, that's totally okay.
Oh, a pet or a plant. I mean,
better,
come on.
Right?
I think. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself from
so
time to
that's
time.
That's true, too.
Those are mm-hmm. some of the most important conversations we have.
Self-reflection, absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, so then we have Wellness Wednesday, how do you stay healthy and what that looks like for you. And then Get Your Green On Thursday. So we actually have Get Your Green On aligns with a campaign, Palm Beach County Get Your Green On, for Mental Health and Trauma-Informed Care Awareness Month. And all month long, they are raising awareness for mental health and trauma-informed care. And so you can actually find some more information on that at pbcbirth222.com and /GYGO. But everybody will be posting a picture of yourself wearing green and getting your green on for mental health, as green is the color for mental health awareness.
Sure.
So we're going to partner with them on the Thursday, and that'll be a really big day. And then Fresh Air Friday, you know, how do you spend your time outdoors? So often, you know, all you just need to do is, you know, go for a walk, breathe in some open air, you know, just take time to hear the birds and see the flowers. And, you know, there's some truth to that. So
there's a great deal of truth to mm-hmm. that, Kristen. I mean, and we have resources in this area, the nature trails and preserves that we have in Palm Beach County.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They're
spoiled.
Everything. Yeah, Frenchman's Forest is right here. And then, I mean, up in Stewart, you got Halpatioki, which is granted Martin County, but I live near there, so it's a great place.
It counts.
But there really are so many of them. Most of them are free, or it's a mm-hmm. small donation to get in. You got Bush Wildlife, mm-hmm. another fantastic place to go. And that outdoor time, that actually encompasses so much of this, because it boosts your soul. It can help with mindfulness.
Exactly.
So much of this is intertwined. I love the idea of looking at each part individually, but also understanding how they come together. And to me, that's a big piece of mental fitness, is being able to integrate these things.
Exactly.
And learning each puzzle piece as you go is extremely important.
Well, and as you do it, you know, more mindfully on purpose now, it becomes natural and a natural habit in the future. So,
right.
You know, by doing these every day and to remind you to do them, then it starts to become part of your day-to-day activities, and you do them without even thinking. And that's when you're truly mentally fit. So
you're right. I mean, well, it's all about habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many bad habits do most of us have?
A laundry list of those.
They are there. But replacing them
yes.
with better ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, habits are buildable, or you wouldn't have any.
Yeah.
So replacing some of those outdated ones with newer ones that are stronger for mental fitness, that is really, this is the perfect time to start. It's targeted. It's perfectly laid out. It starts May 15th with Self-Care Saturday, then into Soulful Sunday and Mindful Monday and Talking Tuesday and Wellness Wednesday and Get Your Green On Thursday and Fresh Air Friday. It just kind of has this full circle that I can see. Again, the website to learn more is healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. Fitness. Let's talk a little bit about some of the organizations that are involved in this, because it really is a fantastic list.
Yeah, well, it was really an honor to be invited as one of the organizations, but we have Career Source, Palm Beach County, Center for Child Counseling, Jupiter Bloom Wellness, Be Well Palm Beach County, Lead and Succeed, and then, of course, my organization is Center for
yep.
Family Services.
Love
so,
you guys.
You know, we've got and more. There's far more even. So we've got some great, incredible women and men on this committee putting all of their resources and ideas together to really create something super fantastic so far. So yeah, we're excited to see it come to fruition.
Just to kind of recap how it's going to look, if you're just tuning in, the Mental Fitness Week it's such a fantastic idea, and here's how it goes. You can participate in this with these themed mental fitness days. It kicks off on Saturday, May 15th with How Do You Take Care of Yourself? It's Self-Care Saturday. And what you do, share photos of what you are doing for your mental fitness. Send them in. You can learn more at healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. And you can win prizes from local businesses. And, you know, look, I'm somebody that has long believed in the whole pain and pleasure principle, right? This is a case where you can win something mm-hmm. by being healthy. And that healthy thing is certainly going to make you more of a winner in life down the line. The importance of mental fitness cannot be overstated. And at a time like this, having dealt with the last year we've all been through, it's a very important time to focus on it. So let's talk a bit about how it all came about, because I love this concept. What led to this whole thing coming together?
Totally. So Healthier Jupiter, again, everything we do is collaborative. It's based on community members and community partners and the ideas that we get from them. And again, more people have been talking about it. I think that's one thing that COVID, if we talk silver linings.
Silver linings. Yeah, I'm a silver lining guy.
The mental health has had a new platform.
Yeah.
And a lot more people are paying attention. And so we wanted to be a part of that conversation. And it just fits so naturally, as I mentioned, with healthy eating and active living, which are Healthier Jupiter's two main focus areas. So we kind of played with that, right? The fitness aspect of mental health and what we need to do for ourselves. And exactly like was mentioned, build those habits over time. And really just raise awareness to our community members that they aren't alone in this process. Again, it did come out from community members wanting to hear other community members talk more about it. So I think what's going to be really cool is we're having our community leaders a part of this. They'll be sharing photos.
Yes.
We'll have community organizations themselves sharing photos. And then individuals can participate as an individual themselves. They can participate as a family, friend group. They can do it as a group maybe at their church or a book club, per se. So it's going to be really fun to see a lot of different people coming together around this.
One of the really strong positives I see here is that it's a challenging topic to talk about sometimes, mental fitness. People think in terms of mental health, and it's a topic people can be nervous about because there's a stigma attached to it. I mean, there really is. You think
100%.
Mental health problems and people, well, that's not me, or, oh, I don't want to be involved with that. Or even just thinking, that friend of mine is always so down, I don't want to hang out with that person. And then they started experiencing it over the past year themselves.
Definitely.
Let's talk a bit about sort of removing that stigma and taking it in a positive direction from there. I think that's an important conversation.
Yeah, I think one of the ways that we really are trying to do this is, again, starting more conversations and knowing that your neighbor could be suffering from this, your friend mm-hmm. Could be suffering. And suffering may not be the right word, but going through difficult times, you know, possibly not having the best of times. Mm-hmm. You know, we could talk about that in a variety of different ways, of
Certainly.
Course, of how that manifests in different people and the people that we know. But making people realize that they're not alone in this process is a part of raising that awareness and mm-hmm. seeing our community leaders come around a topic like this, our friends, our families, our neighbors, I think is going to really help break that stigma that it is something we can continue to talk about in
Yes.
our community. And in reality, too, hopefully draw more resources to our community as well. As we're talking more about it and recognizing this is a concern that we want, that we recognize in our community, what can we do then either as our committee, as people that have been engaged in this Jupiter Mental Fitness Week, come together and really identify those resources that we do need to locate in our communities as well.
The website, again, is healthierjupiter.org. There's a lot of fantastic information about Healthier Jupiter there. And for specifics about Mental Fitness Week, visit healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. Now, I love Healthier Jupiter in general. You know how I feel about the Center for Family Services, Palm Beach County. Let's talk a bit about how people can help you, because this is a really important area. I mean, Healthier Jupiter, one of the whole concepts is bringing people together. And the world keeps on getting smaller. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Palm Beach Gardens and North Palm, and kids that were in my class who lived in Jupiter, I remember thinking, how do you get here on time? You know, I mean, but we are getting closer and closer together. And that gives more opportunities for us to help each other out with these things. So let's chat a bit about that. Volunteering, donations, how can people help Healthier Jupiter and even the Center for Family Services? Because to me, they're just wonderful organizations.
Well, I'll let you go first.
Okay, sounds good. So with Healthier Jupiter, of course, the one thing that you can do easy is follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. We are active on Instagram and Facebook at Healthier Jupiter. That is our tag. That's what you call
yes,
it.
Yes, hashtag. So. Hashtag.
Oh, yes. And Healthier Jupiter is going to be the hashtag for the campaign as well.
Hashtag so Healthier Jupiter.
So if you're posting the photos, make sure you're hashtagging Healthier Jupiter so that we see it and you can enter into that contest.
Totally.
Small
yes,
detail.
Really good. Hashtag Healthier Jupiter. Very important to put that. I've got to write that down myself so I do that.
And so, and then one thing, again, like you mentioned, it is we are a committee-led organization. Everything we do is based on volunteer committee members. Whether you belong to an organization or you just belong to a community in Jupiter or the surrounding areas, anybody interested, passionate about healthy eating, active living, and mental health can reach out to me. You can find my information at healthierjupiter.org. And then get in touch. And I'd love to talk more about the initiative and how it aligns with the work that you do. And that's really the best way we want to see community members give back and get involved.
I love it. I mean, it really is so active. It's so grassroots.
Yes. It is.
I love that Healthier Jupiter too is including other organizations in the in Palm Beach County and throughout Jupiter, but throughout Palm Beach County as well. You know, Center for Family Services, we do mental health counseling, and it was just such a natural partnership to come on board. You know, I'm the event director. I'm not a mental health therapist or anything, but like we all have our specialties to offer, and really the whole committee came together and added their special gifts, so their superhero powers, as we coined it. So but as far as Center for Family Services, we are one of the many organizations that are a part of it, but being that I am here and a good friend, thank you so much for having me. Center for Family Services, we're constantly looking for volunteers and donations for both our clients and monetary donations so that we can continue to offer the support in the community, attending events, following us on social media, and just being a proponent of mental health in the community, sharing our things and just being a part of all the awesome mental health awareness campaigns and programs that we have in this community.
That was beautifully said, but that's really what it is. It's about bringing people together and it's about sharing and it's about saying, look, this is where I might need help. And this is a way that you might be able to help yourself. To me, it's about the questions and then the answers. And they're all kind of right here. How do you take care of yourself? Somebody else can get inspiration from that.
Exactly.
You know, how do you stay present in the moment? And I'll tell you, some of the habits I saw people build up over the last year, and I understood at the beginning, you know, trying to make the best of it, but I remember having some substance abuse counselors here who said the numbers that they saw of people who fell into bad habits, or, I mean, I'm someone, and I'm very open about it. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been active in AA for years. I've never seen more of my friends start having problems again than I did over the past year. And that is a mental health issue. That's a mental fitness issue. Boredom is such an enemy, all these different things. And each one of these things for each day, self-care Saturday and soulful Sunday and mindful Monday and talking Tuesday and wellness Wednesday and get your green on Thursday and fresh air Friday. And I think I did that without taking a breath.
You still are.
Well, I can go like that. Each one of those allows you to take the focus off what you're not getting to do. Take the focus off of the boredom. Take the focus out of, oh, this situation is what it is. And then say, wow, how can I do this? What's a positive on this? Mm-hmm. Mental fitness is not a negative. I mean, it's not something that, it's not a topic to avoid. It is something to address actively because it is a pleasure when you're mentally fit.
Exactly. One of the things, one of our committee members, I'll shout out, Jupiter Bloom Wellness, she was like, you know, we always see people flexing at the gym, taking gym selfies, all that good stuff.
Right.
Why can't we do that for mental health? Why can't we do that for mental fitness? So that's one thing we want to see those pictures come through, just normalize them just like we normalize gym selfies.
Wow, I love that.
Flex your mental fitness.
Look at this. I got into pigeon pose. My God, take a picture. But that could be anything too. I mean, cooking yourself a healthy meal or cooking it for your family. Look what I made here. It's a vegan kale and sweet potato chili. That actually sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
But I mean, so
walking
many things
at the
about
beach.
That.
Yeah, different things.
A walk
that,
on the beach. Yeah. I mean, we had a family Zoom call. We haven't done that in so long. Here's a picture of the screen. You know what I mean? I mean, there are so many different options for this, but all of them tie into that mental fitness. This is how I spend some time outside with my child or grandchild, you know, and that's creating good habits in them and stronger mental fitness and getting them maybe off of social media a bit as well. And trust me, the more time you take away from that, sometimes the better that can be for mental fitness, although it certainly has plenty of positives. And this is one of those positive examples of
it. Exactly.
it's a great platform to be able to reach a lot of people and to do something in a healthy manner on social media than what's typically done.
Well, you're right. So. But again, that's building a habit. Mm-hmm. That's instead of the habit of, oh, this is what I'm missing, or this is my friend's ideal life that I'm looking at and comparing myself to, not even realizing it's not real. This is a situation where you take those pictures, do that hashtag of healthier Jupiter, and you're making a real difference while you're also improving your own mental fitness.
Yeah.
There's no losers in this.
None.
Well, that's in my experience, that's been kind of healthier Jupiter's whole thing, is creating just win-win situations mm-hmm. for individual and community health,
exactly.
for all generations, for all walks of life. And mental fitness is something that we all need to have. It doesn't matter who you are. This is important. And another aspect of this, that it's something that we've, I think we've talked about this before, Kristen, you and me, with regards to mental health in general. Mm-hmm. It can sound a little cold to say, but the economic ramifications of poor versus good mental health down the line are incredibly important. Mm-hmm. I mean, building those habits, starting people when they're a little bit younger, or having people learn how to create better habits at any time. When it comes to reducing medical bills down the line, when it comes to employing mm-hmm. people, the positives of that are, they're staggering, really. And yeah. It sounds cool to talk about in economic terms, but that's a reality that affects mm-hmm. all of us too.
No, we're building a better future for our children and the next generation. And if you're not mentally fit and healthy now, you know, you can't move into those roles that we need to have those younger generations move into, and to continue, the great community that we have today has to be healthy.
It really does. And everything comes together under Healthier Jupiter, which I just love because it's all there. It's one of the reasons I love that organization so much. And wow, time's flying. We're like out of it, which is amazing.
Oh, gosh.
Right? It's pretty incredible. And I'm trying to think, is there anything that we need to touch base on that we may have missed over these past few minutes? I think the program is so comprehensive itself. And I want to shine a spotlight on it one more time. Healthier Jupiter's Mental Fitness Week. The mission is so important, but understanding that mental fitness does look a little bit different for each one of us, but the goal is always going to be the same. It starts on May 15th with Self-Care Saturday. How do you take care of yourself? Soulful Sunday, May 16th. How do you boost your soul? And it goes right through staying present in the moment, communication. Who are you talking to? Staying healthy, spending time outdoors, and then wearing green for mental health awareness. Learn more about all of it by visiting healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. On those themed mental fitness days, take photos of what you're doing for your mental fitness and share them with that hashtag Healthier Jupiter, and you can win prizes from some of the local businesses involved. To me, it's just a big string of wins and the individual and community successes that this builds toward. It's so important.
Yeah, we hope to see a lot of people out there and participating and enjoying and building their mental fitness.
Build it, do it, healthierjupiter.org/mental-fitness. And once again, the hashtag is very simple. Hashtag HealthierJupiter for those pictures. Mental Fitness Week, May 15th through the 22nd. 21st is Friday. So get that rolling. Be a part of this and change some lives. Joanna Peluso, Project Director for Healthier Jupiter, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Kristen Barton, Event Director at the Center for Family Services of Palm Beach County and committee member for this mental fitness campaign. Thank you so much, as always, for what you do and for being here.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure.
It's always fun.
It's always fun.
This has been Legends Community Focus, healthierjupiter.org. Once again, that's the website to learn more. Stick around. Lots more legendary programming on the way on our South Florida Sunday morning.